I'm Lynn.
I'm Asma.
I'm Sasha.
I'm Layla.
I'm Alifia.
Join us Mondays from 11 to 12 only on 99.5 FM for a fun afternoon chat with Chai Time,
where we will chat about food, health, beauty, and much, much more. So sit back and just chill.
Just chill,
The Chai Time Show. We'll be right back on 99.5 FM.
From your first tooth to your first day of school, from your first date to your first job, Mom has been there for you. This Mother's Day, treat your mom like the superstar she is at Arlene's Chinese. Valet parking, family photo booth with props, and a special Mother's Day gift all included. Join us on Mother's Day, Sunday, May 12th, for a meal Mom won't forget. Arlene's Chinese, Alt 90 and Highway 6, halal menu and catering available. 281-242-0432 or arlingschinese.com.
Experience royalty at the Maharaja Bhog. Maharaja Bhog, a pure vegetarian cuisine with recipes passed down through generations. 30 different dishes served at your table. Aapka pet to bhar jayega, ji nahi bharega. Visit Maharaja Bhog for a traditional meal in royal style. Boxed meals and catering also available. Call 713-771-2464. That's 713-771-2464.
Radio Debunk is powered by Discount Power. Go to discountpowertx.com today.
Be the bunk.
You're listening to the Chai Time Show on 99.5 FM.
Are your credit card processing fees through the roof? Do you pay high prices on your credit card processing bill? Are you tired of paying so much money for your credit card processing? It's time to call Transnet Enterprises. Transnet Enterprises is the solution for you. Lower your credit card processing fee today. 713-988-9400. 713-988-9400. Transnet Enterprises.
Radio Debunk is powered by Discount Power. Go to discountpowertx.com today.
Be Debunk.
Experience royalty at the Maharaja Bhog. Maharaja Bhog, a pure vegetarian cuisine with recipes passed down through generations. 30 different dishes served at your table. Aapka pet to bhar jayega, ji nahi bharega. Visit Maharaja Bhog for a traditional meal in royal style. Boxed meals and catering also available. Call 713-771-2464. That's 713-771-2464.
Hey, Janu, did you see the house next door?
Yeah, oh my God, it's so beautiful. I love construction.
Who built it?
I love construction.
I get that, but I'm asking who's building the house.
Yes, I love construction.
Will you please stop saying that and tell me who is the construction company?
Are yaar, it's I Love Construction. That is the company, I Love Construction. Call them today at 281-851-8156. 281-851-8156. I Love Construction. Call them today and you'll love them too. I'm so sick and tired of just doing the regular girls' night out. We need to think something outside of the box. Like I'm just something different.
I just heard about this new place that opened up in Sugarland. It's called Artsy Soul.
Artsy Soul?
Yeah, it's the new place where you can do mosaic, make candles, pottery, painting.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. We should get Sarah and Janie and all our girls together for a girls' night. And it's right on University Boulevard.
Let's do this. Give me the number. Let's get the girls together.
The number is 346-874-7507.
Okay, so the number is 346-874-7507. Got it. Okay, well, I'm going to get the girls on the phone.
From your first tooth to your first day of school, from your first date to your first job, Mom has been there for you. This Mother's Day, treat your mom like the superstar she is at Arling's Chinese. Valet parking, family photo booth with props, and a special Mother's Day gift all included. Join us on Mother's Day, Sunday, May 12th, for a meal Mom won't forget. Arling's Chinese, Alt 90 and Highway 6, halal menu and catering available. 281-242-0432 or arlingschinese.com.
What I gotta say, cause you know there ain't no other way. Love is the message, eh? Y'all ready? Let's go.
Yeah, we can make it better, yeah. When we come together, yeah. All you got is me and yeah. All I got is you.
Karenge sabka swagat. Swag se karenge sabka swagat.
Chai Time. Here is your Monday chart, only on 99.5 FM with your hosts,
Layla
and Lynn. Thanks for tuning in on this lovely Monday morning with us on Chai Time. We hope everyone had a wonderful Easter weekend. So I know you mothers were all very busy taking your kids, you know, for Easter, right? So what did you girls do?
We actually, we Houstonians went to Victoria for an egg hunt. Took our kids hour and a half away to Alifia's neighborhood for an egg hunt. And it was amazing.
Oh,
because the kids
cool.
got so many eggs and they had confetti eggs.
Right.
Yeah, then they were sugared up on cupcakes and cookies and candy.
Did you bring some for us?
Sure. Yeah, we have like bag full of
eggs. And you didn't bring it to the studio. Not fair.
like the egg, so I would have gotten it.
I
would
love, egg hunt for I love the egg. Actually, I do love the confetti eggs.
Oh, you do?
I love that, yeah.
You know what they are, right? Yeah.
Yes, girl.
Because they're messy, so.
I know. As long as it's not in my house, it's outside, you're I'm okay. fine. I'm okay. So what else did you guys do?
But the weather was nice. Beautiful weather. It was so nice.
We went
to
the park
with
the kids.
Right.
Yeah. We enjoyed the weekend. It was fun.
That's good. That's good. Well, I'm happy that you guys, and you know, the kids are still off.
Yes.
Fort Bend ISD is off today as well.
Right.
So, you know, lucky for the kids. It's been a long, long weekend for them, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Too long for you mothers and fathers.
And fathers. Yes.
Anyways, tomorrow y'all will sing that song, right?
Yeah.
Back to school. Okay. So, there is a nobility in compassion, a beauty in empathy, a grace in forgiveness. Forgiving others has many practical and spiritual benefits. With forgiveness comes new hope for the future, as well as inner tranquility, love, and joy. Forgiving others' misdeeds against you improves relationships, alleviates anxiety and depression. There are fewer feelings of anger, resentment, hostility, and bitterness. So with that said, joining us this morning on Chai Time is our dear friend, marriage and family counselor, Bhavna Lutra. Hello, Bhavna.
Hello, ladies. I like the spirit here. I'm just taking it all in.
Yeah. So how are you doing?
Nice looking guys here too today. Yes.
I know. I think that's the reason why we are in high spirit.
That's
nice. So how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah. I had a very relaxed weekend.
Right.
Very relaxed. Cooked. Prayed. Prepared for the talk.
Right.
In my head. And just start writing about forgiveness. So it was very nice. And then yesterday played silence. Yes.
So the topic today, of course, is forgiveness. And so why did we think of this topic? Oh, why did you think of this topic?
Oh, wow. Okay. I don't know. Maybe it's just recently I've been working with a lot of clients who are struggling, letting go.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of anger. It's just what's happening in the world right now. It's very much into we are angry about something.
Right.
You know, even driving on the road, we're angry why the other person cut in front of us.
Yeah.
Angry listening to different, you know, now the elections are around the corner, so political anger, then having struggle with finances, there is an anger. So there's a different kind of anger I'm coming across, and in certain small things, people are having challenges with letting go.
Right.
So I really thought, you know, this is a good topic. I know I was thinking first to talk about anger and then talk about forgiveness.
Right.
Then I thought, you know what, why not start with something positive?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe next time we can talk about anger. But if there is anger, there has to be forgiveness, right?
Right.
So that's why I thought it's time and it's
right.
a good way to start. And having Easter, people, I know, you know, we celebrate Easter, they say resurrection.
Yes.
And then we're thinking, what's the resurrection? It's something new.
Yeah.
Something fresh. Something you let go of what's gone and you embrace what's coming, which is all good.
Yeah.
So that's why I thought it would be a good time to start this topic.
And so when we say forgiveness, do we really know the true meaning of it, right? Like we always say, oh, we are so, you know, we all forgiving people, right?
Yeah.
But what does that truly mean?
So there in the dictionary, forgiveness is forgive. You know, give.
Yes.
Something you give.
Right.
Something you let go. Okay. Something you surrender.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's what is forgiveness. But there's a deep meaning. There's a force behind it. It's a process.
Yes.
It's a choice.
Of course.
It's a decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So there's so much force behind it. It's just not saying, oh, I forgive you. So when we were, Pushkar said something earlier, he's in the studio today.
Yeah. He's Pushkar. Oh, by the way, Pushkar is a very special dear friend of ours. He's more family to me. He's like my big brother. Aww. And he's come all the way from India. His wife had joined us the last time when they visited, and we have really bonded deeply. It's very weird that we never knew. I knew his wife for a long time as childhood friends, but now that he's here, he comes visits, and we've really have a connection now, so it's great. Yeah. Yes, so Pushkar, when we were in the car, he was asking, "What is your topic today?" And I said, "Forgiveness." And he is very, very passionate about that. Yes, he has a lot to say. Yes.
And we got another brother in the house.
Yes.
He's just nodding his head.
Irfan, our biggest supporter out there.
Yes, very, very nice. So Pushkar was saying something about why not let it go. If the God forgive all of us, why can't?
Mm-hmm.
We are not above God. Right. So why is it so hard for people, us to forgive? So that's why I thought, sometime we come across people who said, "Oh, I forgive him." Mm-hmm. And deep down that you think that he's or she's stupid, mm-hmm. crazy, I'm above that person. He's nothing in my life. I'm just going to let it go. So there is something of such thing called super ego, mm-hmm. ego, attached to it, because we're thinking I'm still above that person.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's why I'm forgiving. She's stupid. She done this to me. She doesn't invite me to the parties. You know, she thinks she's all that. But you know what? I'm going to forgive her. Mm. So it's kind of saying, yes, I'm still, I can still say I'm above you. That's why I'm forgiving you. And there's, again, that's not total let go.
Right.
There's an ego attached to mm-hmm. that. And that's very common. I see in my work, I said, I forgive my son. He used to be addict. He had struggles. But I let him in back in my house because I have forgiven him.
Mm-hmm.
But then you constantly throwing at his face all the time.
Yeah.
Right? I let you in.
Yeah.
I'm so kind. I'm so good.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So there's no forgiveness there then.
Yeah.
You're saying, I'll let you back in.
Constantly reminding him of what he's done wrong, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And then with people who are having divorce, let's say, and then they said, they keep on saying, I let it go. I forgive him.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow you keep on holding on to that anger, the resentment, because they still have this ego there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, I forgave him.
Yeah.
Because it's still, there's a power. I forgave him. Like, you're still saying I. There's an I there. When you say I forgave him, there's like already there. There's that ego felt like I'm bigger than that person.
Right.
I'm above that person. So, but because anger is a power.
Yeah.
Anger what drives us.
Mm-hmm.
And we can channel anger differently.
Mm-hmm.
But when we say forgiveness, but there's an anger always attached to forgiveness.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about forgiveness, when you say, what is forgiveness? Forgiveness is a light.
Okay.
Forgiveness is when you see that person to their core.
Mm-hmm.
You see the innocent of that person.
Yeah.
Because you see the light.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. You don't see the lighthouse.
Yeah. Right. Put it very nicely.
When they meditate, they tell you, just look at the light.
Yeah.
Just look in them. Just in the middle of that light.
Yeah,
because they want you to think about the core of its existence, its being.
Right.
And that's what we don't do. When we say forgive you, then I'm like forgiving this person.
Right.
I'm not forgiving the core of you, the essence, the purity of you.
Yeah.
Because we all are pure in essence. I think everybody's God's child. You know, we all are created the same way. When we come in this world, we are pure and just beautiful.
Yes.
Somehow we mess it all up. We do ourselves. Yeah. Nobody does it.
Yeah.
Or we allow others.
Yeah, the surrounding
to get the worst of us, right? Mm-hmm. They're not doing it. We allow it to happen.
Yeah.
Right? If I get mad or angry or upset, it's not that person got me angry. It's I got angry.
Mm-hmm.
I allowed it to affect me. right? So that's where we, some people think forgiveness is something we own. It's forgiveness is not something you own. It's something you surrender.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. That's good.
No, it's put it in a very nice way. I never thought of it like that. And like Pushkar said before, it's an offering. You give it. Like you said, you surrender it. It's not something that you hold on.
It was never mine that I have to give.
Yeah.
It's just surrendering. Yeah. Like we say, we surrender to God and we surrender to our family to, you know. I give all my to my children, like whatever I have, my love, my care. Yeah. But we cannot duplicate that with everybody, right?
Right.
But it should be with everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody's God's child. Everybody. I'm not preaching here about the God today, but
just coming out that way. Because forgiveness and love and all these things goes hand in hand with your, it's a spirituality.
It's God spiritual,
could be, God could be science. Whatever you want, nature. Nature is God. Everything is God, you know, or God is nature. We just are intertwined, right?
Yeah, that's true. And it also plays a very important role in relationships because we always say, you know, what to build a strong relationship. In any relationship, does not have to be between husband and wife. It has to be any kind of with friendship, anything. We always say, what is the base that builds a strong relationship? And usually the first thing that comes into mind would be trust. Right? Compassion, empathy, things like that. But we don't think about forgiveness. And I think that is an important, it is important to be, you know, to have that in you to build a strong relationship. Because without that, your relationship is not complete. You know, that is my opinion. Because forgiveness, by being, by having that, you know, you your relationship is, it gets stronger. And that is very important too. And we tend to forget that. We tend to not realize that forgiveness plays a very important role in a relationship, in any sort of relationship, in even in any kind of in a workplace, you know, between friends. It can be anything, right?
Between siblings.
Yes.
So, last week we were talking about relationships, right?
Right. I mean,
that's what we were talking about in among couples. And in when we say, oh, I love you, right? So when I say I love you, I'm not loving you as just as a body. I'm loving the core of you. I love who you are. I love you in a surrender way. Like I am, like people say, I'm not complete without you. You know, you complete me. You make me who I am. So, but there is something when you say I love you, you're not just saying, oh, I love you the way you physically connect with me. It's all about how you emotionally connect with me. And I love that part of you. Right? So when you say somebody, I love you, see what you're trying to say. Right? Are you surrendering yourself in there? Or if you have a conflict in your relationship and you said, okay, I'm just going to let it go today and I'm going to move on to the next one. But really, when you have that feeling, I'm going to let it go, are you really letting go? That to say that, okay, I forgive this person, I'm going to move on. Are you really over that top conflict you had about something, or are you just going to say, I'm above this person? Right? I'm bigger than him. That's why I'm going to let it go. No, just look at, is this something really? That's why the communication comes in the relationship. Important. Talk it out. And if you're not ready to let go, just say, you know, I'm not ready to let go. It's okay to say that, right? But you say, no, I'm just going to, I can't let it affect me and just carry on with that pain and, you know, so it's just not good in relationships.
And of course, the question is, how do you carry forward the forgiveness? You know, like, how do you do that? Because a lot of times we find that it's hard. It's difficult, right? And there are, like, it's, I guess when we are sitting here, a lot of people probably listening to us are saying, yeah, forgive. You know, it's easier said than done. And that's what we always say. Well, you're not in my shoes. You don't know what I'm going through, right?
So first thing is awareness, right? First being aware, what are you angry about, right? If you're angry at somebody, where is that? Is that something they hurted you with?
Mm-hmm.
And are you insecure in that relationship?
Hmm.
Right? Are you disappointed in that relationship? Or is it really deeper than that? So you have to have that awareness. Why are you angry?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Let's say, I mean, I have worked with a lot of clients who has been abused, you know, and they're physically, sexually, emotionally been abused. And those people, for them, people who've been victim of abuse, it's very difficult to forgive the person who has abused them. So there's sense of that awareness has to be there that, okay, I am probably never going to fully forgive this person because they have really hurted me at the core, right? So there are deep emotions attached to that. So that's where the self-compassion comes and self-forgiveness come that, okay, I am going to forgive myself to let that happen to me, right? People sometimes don't realize there is self-forgiveness there too, because sometimes you are subjected to be victim because of circumstances. If you were abused when you were young, things were not in your control, but you beat yourself like, why am I still hurting with this pain? Why is it so pain is so heavy? Why can't I can't just forget about it, right? So then you forgive yourself that I can't forget because it's so deep. Right, that I cannot forget. So you forgive yourself from there, and then you maybe develop some insecurities around those things, right? Because the pain is so deep, then you get so conscious of, aware of that you always try to create safety around yourself. Like, I'm not going to get close to people because they hurt me, right? If they hurt me, then I'm going to be angry.
Yes.
And I'm angry, then I'm going to be never be able to forgive. So it's just a vicious cycle. You keep on digging the hole for yourself. So you always, when the awareness is the key, like, where is this pain coming from? Where is this hurt coming from? Why am I angry? Right? So the insecurities, the sadness, the disappointments, which are the core of it, that's where you are not able to forgive somebody because you're sitting with all those things. Right? So then that's how you move forward, is from the awareness. And the next step is free will. We all have a free will, right? I have a free will to get out of this room right now if I want to, right? Or if I don't want to be here. Or everything is a free will, right? Even if you are in a situations for people who are still getting, since we have the voice today, as a woman, we have a voice. We can tell if we are still suffering with some sort of abuse. We have a free will to get out of it. We have to build those resources to get out of it, not holding on to those pain and insecurities, and just say, okay, I have a free will, I can get out of it. I don't have to be victim of this. Because if you are stay with the anger, you can never, anger could be with one person, and then you can't forgive one person, so you keep on projecting onto everybody around you.
Right.
The negativity flows. Right. So two things is awareness and then free will. Is what helps us move forward.
That's good. All right, so let's take a short break. We have a lot to discuss about. Today's topic is forgiveness. Listeners, if you have any questions or you have any opinions to share with the topic on the topic forgiveness, give us a call. Number is 713-974-4000. This is Chai Time on 99.5 FM.
Hey, Janu, did you see the house next door?
Yeah, oh my God, it's so beautiful. I love construction.
Who built it?
I love construction.
I get that, but I'm asking, who's building the house?
Yes, I love construction.
Will you please stop saying that and tell me, who is the construction company?
Are yaar, it's I Love Construction. That is the company. I Love Construction. Call them today at 281-851-8156. 281-851-8156. I Love Construction. Call them today and you'll love them too.
Experience royalty at the Maharaja Bhog. Maharaja Bhog, a
pure vegetarian cuisine with recipes passed down through generations. 30 different dishes served at your table. Aapka pet to bhar jayega, ji nahi bharega. Visit Maharaja Bhog for a traditional meal in royal style. Boxed meals and catering also available. Call 713-771-2464. That's 713-771-2464.
From your first tooth to your first day of school, from your first date to your first job, mom has been there for you. This Mother's Day, treat your mom like the superstar she is at Arlene's Chinese. Valet parking, family photo booth with props, and a special Mother's Day gift all included. Join us on Mother's Day, Sunday, May 12th, for a meal mom won't forget. Arlene's Chinese, Alt 90 and Highway 6, halal menu and catering available. 281-242-0432 or arlingschinese.com.
Are your credit card processing fees through the roof? Do you pay high prices on your credit card processing bill? Are you tired of paying so much money for your credit card processing? It's time to call Transnet Enterprises. Transnet Enterprises is the solution for you. Lower your credit card processing fee today. 713-988-9400. 713-988-9400. Transnet Enterprises.
I'm so sick and tired of just doing the regular girls' night out. We need to think something outside of the box. Like, I'm just something different.
I just heard about this new place that opened up in Sugarland. It's called Artsy Soul.
Artsy Soul?
Yeah, it's a new place where you can do mosaic, make candles, pottery, painting.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
It is fun. We should get Sarah and Janie and all our girls together for a girls' night. And it's right on University Boulevard.
Let's do this. Give me the number. Let's get the girls together.
The number is 346-874-7507.
Okay, so the number is 346-874-7507. Got it. Okay, well, I'm going to get the girls on the phone.
Choosing a new apartment means more than just finding a good building. It means finding a home. Indus Properties goes beyond just apartments and housing. From community events to health fairs, financial literacy workshops, and early childhood programs, Indus Properties does more to bring families better resources for a better lifestyle. See for yourself. Visit Parkway and Park Green Apartments at 8100 Bel Air Boulevard today or call 832-449-0969 to learn more. That's 832-449-0969. Indus Properties, doing more to make your home feel like home.
Mention the Chai Time Show and get 1 month's rent free on a two-bedroom apartment at the Parkway Park Green Apartments. Radio Debunk is powered by Discount Power. Go to discountpowertx.com today.
Be the bung.
The Chai Time Show will be right back on 99.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Lynn.
I'm Asma.
I'm Sasha.
I'm Layla.
I'm Alifia.
Join us Mondays from 11 to 12 only on 99.5 FM for a fun afternoon chat with Chai Time,
where we will chat about food, health, beauty, and much, much more. So sit back and just chill.
Just chill, chill, just chill. Just chill, chill, just chill. Just chill, chill, just chill.
Welcome back to Chai Time on 99.5 FM. For those of you who have just tuned in, we are in conversation with marriage and family counselor Bhavna Luthra on our today's topic, forgiveness. So we have been talking about the true meaning of forgive, and we would like to know what is the role of anger in forgiveness.
So anger and forgiveness, like I said earlier, go hand in hand. If right. you're not angry at somebody, you can't forgive anybody, right? Forgiveness, forgiveness is, I'll probably will highlight, there are two kind of forgiveness as well, you know? Yeah. So, but why, what anger, how anger serves us, right?
Right.
That's why we have difficulty letting go and forgive is because there's anger. Anger is, some people who are angry, they don't even think that they are angry, and there's something they need to be forgiven about or forgive somebody, right? Because anger gives us power.
Yeah.
Anger gives us control, right? Like if you run a business, let's say, or you're a CEO of a company, you always have to carry this persona.
Yeah.
That I am in charge.
Right.
And I'm in control.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that person thinks that if they don't show anger at their, people who are working for them, then they won't be heard.
Right.
Right? It's their way of showing others to the power.
Yeah.
Right. So anger serves us in that regard, that we feel in control of the situations. You know, if our employees are not responding, we kind of raise our voice or sometimes carry that attitude, like, you know, having frown face.
Yeah, we mean business.
So then people see that, okay, this person is not in a good mood. We better get on it and get things done, right? So anger has a purpose there.
Right.
So then you don't realize that there's anger. If you're angry, you're projecting, the other people are actually getting angry at you, right? So it's reflection, right? So if the boss is angry, then the employee is going to get angry and hold the resentment, right? So that there's a rift in the relationship building up, right? So if the forgiveness has to be on both sides, right? So anger is one way, is feeling control. And then the anger is, we sometimes think, you know, if I'm not angry at myself, if I'm disappointed myself, I'm angry, then I get the energy to get things done, right? Yeah. I'm mad at myself. Like, how could I let this happen?
Yeah.
So I carry the anger with me, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna get it better next time. I'm going to improve myself.
Yeah.
So there's anger towards your own self or people who brought you down,
right?
You know, with your disappointment in your career or personal life.
Yeah.
And you said, you know what? I'm angry at myself. How did I let this happen?
Yeah.
So I'm going to move forward and accomplish.
Yeah.
Right? So that serves us. We think that's a self-improvement, but you're carrying the anger around that, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no self-compassion there or self-forgiveness there, right?
Yeah.
And then anger from there is, sometimes we stay in a relationship. I've seen that with couples a lot. They keep that attitude of angry because you think that to avoid the communication, right? So because they don't have anything good to say, so they said, I'm not going to say it all, and I'm going to stay angry at this person because it's serving me right now, right? And say, oh, they say, I'm introvert.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of people saying, I'm introvert.
Mm-hmm.
There is introvert people, but there are a lot of people nowadays saying, I'm introvert.
Mm-hmm.
But they're carrying this baggage with them of anger because they think, I just don't like to talk about this, right? Some crowds you go to and you see some people just sitting on the corner and have that serious face because they're absorbing everything.
Yeah.
And think, I don't like to talk about religion. I don't like to talk about politics. Yeah. This is all BS. You know, they're criticizing everybody.
Right.
Right. So they decided to stay quiet because they are trying to avoid the communication.
Yeah. But they're judging everybody.
Yeah. Right?
Yes.
So that's building up.
Right.
Right? It's okay to say, I don't agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I disagree. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's good to have an opinion. Having opinion, at least keep the communication going. And especially with couples, if you don't agree, but just agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Say, I disagree. But I'm okay. I'm cool with you.
Yeah.
But I disagree.
Yes.
Right? So that serves us. Mm-hmm. Anger, some people, it serves that. And then, these things, it keeps you feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
You think if you stay angry, and then you are in that shelter, right? It's mine.
Yes.
I own it.
It becomes a part of who you are, right?
Yes.
Because sometimes it's like, if you're going to forgive that person, like in really big cases, then you're like, okay, then you there is a deeper question, then who am I? Because all this while you've been holding on to these feelings and, you know, I'm mad and now you're releasing it. So then that thing, okay, now what else, right?
Yeah.
Because if you're ready for it, there is a lot open, but otherwise you're going to have to search that thing, right?
So because you said it beautifully, because when you let go,
yeah,
and then you feel wonder like you have this naked feeling like
right.
I let go so easily.
Yeah,
like you don't see the letting go part. You just say, "Oh my God!" Then I have nothing to hold on to.
Yeah,
this is what defines a mother. Yeah. I should be tough.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I'm a mother of children. These two beautiful children. But if I don't let them know I'm the mother, I don't let them know who is in control here.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So you carry this persona around you. But if you're like the cool ma, then you think that people then they walk all over you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that care, anger, a little bit of like seriousness is part of that.
Yeah.
Right? So then anger is helps us feel safe and connected and to your own self.
Right.
Like, this is my persona. Yeah. I'm going to keep on carrying that. And then anger is, if you are angry, people think they must be right.
Yeah.
Right? That person is right.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you think you're right. If I stay angry, people think that I have a point.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they, if I disagreed with in a group of crowd of people, then if I say disagreed and I'm angry about it, then eventually they'll get the point that I was right.
Yeah.
It happens a lot with companies where they have a lot of people working and then there is this a boss and then they like to be stay carry with that because they think the other will get the message that I was right.
Right.
And it also in relationships happen with that. Some household, like father or husband has all the say.
Mm-hmm.
If your disciplining parents are both of them disciplining the child differently, then one of them get the parent stay angry because they want to make a point.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
That I'm right.
Yeah.
And you are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So anger serves us in all those different ways. It's a safe mechanism.
Right.
It makes you feel secure in your own self. And anger has a lot to do with how we brought up, right?
Yeah.
What kind of household we brought up, how our parents were, how we were nurtured.
Yeah.
If one of the parents was always have more say than the other.
Yeah.
And the person who had said more than the other was the person more strong. Angry.
Yeah.
What kind of image we have of our father or mother, right? And we carry that forward within our relationship as well, right? So when you discipline the child, then anger serves us. When we are in a relationship, anger serves us.
Yeah.
When we are at work, anger serves us.
Right. Yeah.
So in every place in our life, it serves us. And then if slowly, it becomes part of us.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
And then anger is to make others feel guilty.
Yeah.
You know, in the couple's relationship, I see that if one of them is angry, then the other feels like, I must have done something wrong.
Right? Yeah.
So it's a game you play. can be used as a token of punishment, right, in the relationship, because it serves us. And even some places when we go for worships, and then they tell you, if you don't do this, you're going to go to hell. You know, you hear people also saying that if you don't do this, you're going to burn in hell. But that's you scares you, because you have the fear.
Yeah.
Around the anger of the other person.
Yeah.
Right. So anger is a tool people have been using.
Mm-hmm.
Right. In the politics, we hear this all the time. A lot of these leaders show the anger. We are angry, but there's insecurities. People who are angry tend to be angry more. They have a lot of insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The insecurity of disappointment of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Insecurities of feeling failure.
Mm-hmm.
So they use that as a tool.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. So anger serves us, definitely. It's okay to be a little angry, but as long as you're ready to let go right after that.
So do you have any techniques on how to release this anger or resentment?
Mm-hmm. What do you guys think? I've been saying.
I think we should share. Yes.
Any techniques, like you mom's here, and then she has a business, and I'm sure you guys come across.
So for me, it's like like you said, we hold on to the anger. And sometimes I'm like, I'm mad at them. And I'm like, you know what? Mommy's not going to talk to y'all anymore. Till y'all like, you know, so we use that as fear, like you said.
Yeah.
And then the other day I just picked up my son from school, and it's like a 10-minute drive home. And I got him what he wanted, but he wasn't ready to eat that. And he just kept crying all the way. I'm hungry. And he just, for 10 minutes, and I'm like, because I didn't want to blow up, you know.
Yes.
So I was angry, but my technique that day was just to breathe in and out, and that's all I was doing.
Beautiful.
You know, so
beautiful.
I wouldn't yell at him. And then once we went home, he calmed down, he got his milk, and he was fine. So I'm like, okay, that works. I didn't have to scream and just go crazy on him for a thing.
Yes.
But yeah.
So that's that was a very beautiful example you just said. Sometimes you're in a driving mode, you're in a car, you can't really resolve the situations right there, and the only thing you can do is keep your cool, right?
Yeah.
Because if you yell at him, he'll cry more.
Right, exactly. And you're yelling your voice and he's raising it.
Crying get louder and louder.
Yes.
And then you feel like you want to jump out of a car.
Literally, yes. I'll pull my hair or something.
You're looking for the eject button.
Right, literally.
Right. And you're thumping the steering wheel and then you're increasing the volume of the music.
You want to be the mom from Incredibles, like eject and out, you know?
It's very beautiful tool you use. I'm just going to breathe and just let it not, just get them. And humming, you know, when you're in an environment and it's just so loud for you, and you can hum.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can sing, you can hum.
Yeah.
And you kind of, it's called silent meditation.
Okay.
Like, you know, I was telling you I did that practice yesterday, because sometimes it really helps us to process where we are in our life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? We are taking in so much. We are absorbing so much negativity around us. And that's what I was saying, that forgiveness sometimes is not, you have to have towards somebody in your life, right? A person. Forgiveness is just what you're absorbing in this universe.
Right.
So much negativity from people, from environment, so much happening around
us.
It's not just one person or few people.
Right.
It's just saying, you know, I surrender.
Right.
I don't have control of anything and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I just surrender to my internal being and just say, you know, peace. They call it peace out, right? So I told the world peace out.
Yeah.
And I had internally silent.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm going to silence my mind. So when you're humming, you're just silencing yourself. Like, I am silencing my mind and I'm going to process this.
Yeah. And what do you think about talking to yourself? So I have an 8-year-old and 4-year-old. And my 4-year-old takes up all the attention, right? So when he's angry, of course, he yells and he screams and he gets his way. And then my poor 8-year-old, who we expect him to behave himself, and he does. And then sometimes he just yells, just, you know, he's screaming or having fun. And then we're like, no, you know, you need to behave yourself. And then he gets angry. And that day we notice in the car, and he's like, because he must be really angry because we shut him down. And he was like, doing quotation marks, and he was just talking to himself. I don't know what he was. I think he was calming himself down, because I remember I used to do that as a child. If I was mad, because you're not allowed to express, you cannot scream, you cannot go punch something, you know, that's not the right way to do it.
Yes.
So I saw him, and it reminded me of what I used to do as a child, like just talk to myself. So I don't know if that's okay or
no. It's beautiful. Beautiful. And I, with people who have experimented with the twins, and one is always more active than the other. One gets angry and more outward and inward. So there's always there's been studies done that especially in the car when you're having both kids and one is loud and throwing tantrum and the other one is just like looking at it as like, what do I do with this? Why mommy's not taking care of this? Why I have to handle this?
Right.
How do I handle this?
Right.
So they have to just kind of internalize and process and do the self-talk.
Yeah. Yeah, right? I guess that's what he
That's a self-talk yeah. saying, you know, I'm going to be okay. Yeah. So he was creating this safety around himself. Yeah. I am okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not physically saying I am okay, yeah. but internally he's saying I'm okay.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
when I work with family, with, there's a lot of parents are fighting yeah. and the kids who are watching their fights and all the anger outbursts, the kids, they sometimes hide,
yeah.
right,
yeah.
in their room.
Yeah.
And over time, they learn how to cope with that environment,
right.
yeah. that toxic environment.
Yeah.
They learn to have those self-talks.
Right.
They learn to have the process.
Mm-hmm.
They forgive
mm-hmm.
their parents every time they fight
yeah.
and move on and try to normalize everything, right. right?
Okay.
So kids have beautiful techniques
yeah.
because they're so pure.
Yeah.
They have not, all this hasn't affected them, yeah. negativity has affected them. So they are able to process it. Yeah. I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm safe.
Okay.
I'm going to be okay.
Yeah.
So it's a very beautiful thing yeah. mentioned, you know,
okay.
that it happens. Forgiveness okay. is a process.
Yeah.
Forgiveness is a creation.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have the tools.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you get angry, just, you said, either you can have this silent, like I said,
yeah.
and then like would you say breathing,
humming.
And then you can have really a meditations, making
yeah.
a I encourage people to make the routine of doing meditation
right.
and some yoga.
Yeah.
Yoga mm-hmm. is beautiful.
Yeah,
and just walking,
yeah.
walking and just saying, you know what? Beautiful world is
yeah.
there's so much beauty
yeah.
around
yes.
me. There's some goodness around me.
Yeah.
I can just surrender and let it go.
Go. Yes, yes. That's so true.
You know, just to, if you sit in a park and just watch the nature,
yeah.
that how the birds do,
yeah.
how the trees, you'll see something, the surrenderness
yeah.
in there.
Yeah.
The serenity there. Right.
Absolutely. Because yeah. that's what yesterday we did nothing on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were so lethargic and so tired, had our coffee and we're still like, And then we took the kids to the park and it was just, the energy came back.
Wow,
I guess
right.
it was the sun, the beauty, you know,
the weather,
colors,
yeah.
weather, everything. So, yeah. And I'm a total walker. So I will definitely go with that.
Yeah, I think, I guess, you know, with, I mean, being angry and the forgiveness part of it is also, it's being petty.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is petty about every little thing.
Right.
And, you know, that's why it gets to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, a lot of us don't use discretion.
Right.
If you use your discretion, you will know what, you know, what to how to control it,
mm-hmm.
you know, because nowadays there's every little thing becomes a huge thing, and we tend to build on that,
beautiful.
You know.
Yeah, yes,
so
yes,
I think
right.
You know that's how it is, right? And like for instance, even me running a business,
yeah.
I've learned a lot. Like, why do we need to get angry?
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the team, you need to build the morale of the team.
Yeah.
That is important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course, there is irritability, and
yeah.
That is fine.
Yes.
But to have control over it, to see the positiveness
yeah.
of the employees, to see what good they have, because everyone has good in them.
Yes.
There is no need to dwell on the negativity, I think, and that is important. And not even in the workplace, even in our relationships with our kids, we tend to put so much pressure on our kids these days. We want our kids to be the perfect kid, to be the perfect kid in the
Absolutely.
community, to be the perfect kid in the world, you want to, you know, we tend to mold them that way, and when they are not molded the way we have in mind, we get angry. We tend not to forgive them. We tend to, you know, make it such a big issue. And we do not realize that those things affect the children. It affects the relationship. And when you really sit down with some sort of a calmness in you and you question, why did I do that? Is it really that important? I am disappointed, yes, but was it really that important to show my anger? Is it really important to not forgive? You know, those are the questions I think it's very important to ask ourselves. And the main question I think, you know, in most of our minds is, do we forgive and forget?
So forgive, in order to forgive, doesn't mean you have to forget.
Right.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
I mean, we're not going to have amnesia over something. You know, it's like somebody did something to us and you said, you know what? I let it go. I let my own, these perceptions I have of this person, I'm letting go of the perceptions I have created around this person.
Right.
Right? Like I said, I see the light. I don't see the lighthouse.
Hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So when you see that person, the core of that person, that everybody's pure essence in itself, then we said, okay, these traits or personality that person has or the things that person has mm-hmm. done to me, I let it go. But yes, if you don't forget, it doesn't have to forget. You won't forget about the situation, but you don't let yourself get consumed into yeah. that situation, yeah. right?
Right.
You just say, like she said, you build on it, right? Mm-hmm. Things happen, bad things happen, good things happen, bad things happen, good things happen. You make it stack,
yeah.
right? Because that's a stack of your life. And over time, once you forgive, you'll see that. You might forget about it,
yeah.
too. Because yes. you already had let it go.
Yeah.
So it doesn't... So forgiveness comes first.
Yeah.
Once you forgive, it's not important anymore.
Yes.
So over time, you say, oh, that happened. Oh, I don't even remember. Because you have let go of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and because we always say, oh, yeah, it's you know, we forgot and we forgiven or whatever. Mm-hmm. But time and time again, the thing arises again. That means you have not forgiven, you right. have not forgotten. Yes. And that what eats us inside. Within. Mm-hmm. We don't look at, I mean, you know, when we bring up things, issues over and over yeah. again, we have not really moved on in life.
No. Yes.
We have not really, we have, I guess, superficially said that, mm-hmm. you know, we have. And, you know, we tend to, whatever we do, like say if we are angry and we say, okay, we are angry and we have forgiven. But yet when you know, something arises, we tend to bring that up again. It resurfaces yeah. again. And yeah. then again, we dwell on it.
Yeah.
So is that truly, you know, is that truly, you have truly forgiven that person? I don't think so. Because you move on, you look at how you can better yourself, how right. you can mm-hmm. better your life.
Yeah.
Not, you know, like... I guess people find it very hard to do that, to mm-hmm. to move on in life, because they always say, oh yeah, I'm such a forgiving person, and you know, like yes. I have no anger in me. Yes, I was yeah. angry at that moment. I'm not angry anymore. But then when you're saying that, you do not realize that you are still angry. Because
yes.
you are bringing those topics up again in life. You are hurting the other person over and over again.
And
there's
even
no
those
need.
People, some of them are gone. They're not even living. And people
yeah.
hold grudges and anger towards
yeah.
those people. And they said, yeah, they're gone. I've forgiven them. It doesn't mean you have forgiven them just because they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're
yeah.
carrying that forward. Right? The
yes.
stack is building and you're not letting it go from the bottom. You,
yeah,
know,
right.
you stack it, and you let it go from the bottom.
Yeah.
You just say sometimes you get it, let it go from the
yeah.
top,
right?
You just have to play that, you know, that ladder game.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
go up, you go down,
yeah.
you go
yeah.
up,
yeah.
you go down. That's how yeah. our emotions are, right?
Yeah.
We go up and down with our emotions.
Right.
Like, I think I let go of that. But then
yeah.
it comes, like you said, it's
it
a resurface,
yeah.
yes,
right?
Yes, it's resurface.
Because something like similar happens, and then those feelings come back up.
Right.
And that awareness, right? The awareness comes, like, I'm still angry at this person.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
being aware that I'm still angry. Maybe I have not forgiven this person. And it's okay.
Right.
Forgive yourself that you have not forgiven this person.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The self-compassion.
Yes.
It's so important. If you're not nice to yourself, you can't be nice to others. Right?
Yeah.
We
right.
have to be kind to ourselves. So it's a process. It's very much open-heartedness. You
mm-hmm.
have to open your heart to it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I fully open-heartedly accept this person for who this person is?
Right.
Mm.
Right. So it's a process, and it doesn't happen once they I forgive you and it's done deal.
Yeah.
It's there is no such thing. We have, like you said, with children, with spouse, with siblings, with parents. You know, we hold things on because that's what defines our relationship with that person.
That's true. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And people say, we have love and hate relationship, right?
Yeah.
yeah. Do you hear that, right? We have
a
love and hate relationship, right?
We get along, but, you know, there are good days, have them bad days,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
So you're saying that there is some grudges, there are
yes.
some anger, and it's okay to say that.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine, as long as there's awareness there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's true.
Well, it's time to wrap up. Time has really gone by fast. I don't think we've completed half of what we were going to talk about.
Yes.
But, of course, we can always revisit this topic, mm-hmm. right? But, of course, Bhavna, we will see you again. And it was always great talking to you. And, you know, we will...
Thank you so much.
Think of something else soon.
Yes. And definitely, like you said, this is a vast, ocean, big kind of topic. You know, there's so much comes in there. So we just barely touch the surface
of it. Exactly.
Yes. So I encourage everybody to send questions for next time. We can even address, I know sometimes we'll get so in tune into listening, mm-hmm. and then questions comes later.
Yes.
And please feel free to write those questions to us, and we can definitely address it.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. So my quote for today, since we've been talking about God, pray so big and so often that when God meets you at heaven's gate, he says with a smile, "Child, you kept me very busy."
That's beautiful. Fun. That's really good sense of humor there.
All right. We don't have much time, so just going to thank everyone and thank Bhavna again for joining us on Chai Time.